Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Good God, will you let me back to pennies and non-essential retail clothes for the last 5 months? Della Kilroy is back with us now. Della, I was going to ask you about the queues for pennies, because so much talk of them opening their doors for the first time in a long time today. What did you find?
Well, look, Henry Street was busy, not too today. There were plenty of people with heavy-looking shopping bags, and also those taking advantage of the reopening of hairdressers and barbers. Now, last month you might have seen the very long queues, of the people lining up outside penny stores in Belfast and Derry. Things as hectic in Dublin, even though appointment slots were fully booked up. The queue kind of moved quickly, with long elderly queues just this morning and this afternoon on Henry Street. I spoke to some of the shoppers. They were eager to get their hands on some of the bargains today.
I spent over €200 on baby stuff, especially with only like the likes of Dunnes being open now. Like, it's so hard, and then ordering online is just so awkward, because half the time you don't even know what way the sizes are going to fit. You're sending half of it back, so it's just handier to go in and have a look. I went overboard. I think it's just the excitement of it all. So,
how did you get on today in pennies?
Oh, Jesus Christ. With my daughter. I haven't been in that shop in about 30 years. And it'll be the next 30 years if I'm still alive. She's in and out shops all over the place.
So you're in there for a while?
I've been there for a while, yeah. I got a few things, yeah. And if they don't fit me, I won't be changing them. I'll give them to someone.
You're waiting to get into pennies. What are you going to get today?
New PJs, I guess. And fluffy socks. That's it, really.
Not for me.
No.
Nothing in particular. But no doubt we'll come out with a basket full of stuff, get out of the house and just have a look around and feel a little bit normal.
I'll probably come out with loads that I won't even wear and send back. It's nice the way there's only like 100 allowed in the shop, because you can just freely walk around, you know, there's no crowds or anything, so it's grand.
Well, thanks to my daughter, who she couldn't wait for pennies, so of course I'm just as excited. I'd love a bit of Guna, something nice for the summer, something bright and cheerful. After this lockdown, it's great to be out again. Actually,
I actually really need bobbins, weirdly enough. I think I've lost so many bobbins.
It's exciting, yeah, being able to just go shopping.
You've got two bags of stuff anyway. What did you pick up?
Pyjamas, stuff for the house, clothes.
Yeah, underwear and socks, stuff for the baby as well for the summer.
It's great to see pennies open again, and it's very safe. And got the hubby loads of keep fit clothes, and I got myself few dresses and shoes and flares and pyjamas, so, and a bag, so I'm happy as well. So it's well organised, so fair play to pennies, so happy shopping.
Now, fluffy socks and a Guna and an awful lot more. Della, you also spoke to other shoppers booking appointments in some of Dublin's biggest retail chains. How do they get on?
That's right. Well, there was lots of excitement in the city today. People were happy to get a trip out of their shopping experiences, with retailers as well like JD Sports, Brown Thomas, Arnott and Zara. They were all facilitating this appointment-based shopping in the lead-up to full reopening. Some of the shoppers told me what they were looking out for today.
Shopping. I got loads of stuff for the summer, for the nice weather and all coming back, because my winter wardrobe, I was sick of wearing my clothes. Yeah. And hate ordering online. You know when you're ordering online and you can't try things on and then having to send them back, so it's mainly running in, grabbing them, trying them on, and then you'll know if they fit or not, you know, that way. I was rushing, like, they were in before me.
I'm just going in to have a look, hopefully pick up something nice before starting back work next week. It's good to have a bit of normality again back in life. Hopefully it's the start of everything opening now.
It's busier on Henry Street anyway today. What are you looking to get?
A little tracksuit runners or something, hopefully, if there's anything nice. I haven't treated myself in a while, so I might as well today.
Well, I'm not going same pennies, so looking forward to it.
I have an appointment for to get my cataracts out, and I'm trying to sell it for an appointment with pennies.
Today we just got like a few clothes, and then she got some perfume.
You can smell it, you know, if you buy it online, so it's really nice if it's actual.
You've been able to go inside Brian Thomas.
Yeah, well, it's kind of very unusual because there's not a lot of people. They're really following like the protocol, so it's nice.
You're carrying a very heavy Zara bag.
We've got about 6 outfits, didn't we, Cara?
Yeah.
Haven't shopped in months. It was well needed.
It was great, wasn't it? Just for the day out as well. We had an hour, yeah. We needed more time. We were sweating.
How do you feel about things reopening?
It's great, but I don't want to go back to work.
I was loving the lockdown, to be honest.
I don't know about that. Stella, finally, there was talk of some staff shortages in some shops and agencies, weren't there? I mean, what's the latest on that one?
Well, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that he'd heard that some retailers were finding it difficult to get staff. This is in advance of reopening, but he's rejected suggestions that the pandemic unemployment payment could be a hindrance to the retail sector recruiting staff, because in some cases people can get more by availing of the state support. He said that 100,000 people have come off the payment since February, but Retail Excellence Ireland say it's too early to tell if the PUP payment is discouraging people from returning to jobs. So we should know more about this in the coming weeks.
Okay, we'll wait and see. Della Kilroy, thank you very much indeed for reporting from Dublin City Centre today.